senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. Thanks for listening. Whether you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, the dog's making funny noises, sorry. Whether you are listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7 at crabdiving.com/listen. Or whether you're listening live, did I say that? If however the fuck you're listening to us, we appreciate the hell out of it. And I'm trying to stuff the Kong toy while I'm trying to remember the opening and trying to press a button on the console. There it is. Shelby says, hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commish. Yay. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Helps us get Shelby treats.
That's right.
Although you get some great ones from that Where You've Been, like the ones I'm using right now to stuff the Kong toy.
Late stage capitalism.
It's actually a meal topper. It's a kibble topper. If you're if you're upset that your dog's bored or you're you just want to enhance their kibble experience, you put this shit on top of the kibble. But they're like little nuggets of like styrofoamy textured kind of weird thing.
Are they weird?
But this is tantalizing turkey, 95% turkey bone and organ.
God, perfect. Yum. But we probably eat worse with that sandwich meat. God knows what's in that. She fucking loves it, though. Man, I mean,
she loves it.
Yes.
Thanks. I did that. I said I didn't do the X thing. You know, we're still hanging out on X because you know,
right?
It's there. It's easy. there's a joke there. I'm not going to go.
That's right.
Let's launch into the headlines. Hope you all had a really nice weekend. The weather was kind of really nice here.
I don't even remember. Was it good? Well, yeah, we're in the good part of Florida weather.
It did get a little warm. Like first AC of the season. Maybe not. But an early AC.
Right. That's nice.
Of the season.
Early AC. Well, that's bad.
And then this morning was heat. Because we were in the upper 40s. And
we're having chaotic weather.
For us here.
We're having chaotic weather.
For us here, that's really, really cold.
Right.
And I await the messages from all those in northern climes.
No, sorry. If you're in the Midwest, I'm so sorry.
Or in the Arctic Circle. What is that show?
Oh, True Detective. Yes.
Man, what a good show. A good season. All the True Detectives, all the seasons are really, really good.
But this one with Jodie Foster is just particularly great. She is excellent, you know?
It's like a really bizarre Fargo. Like if David Lynch did Fargo.
Right. I mean, I feel like it's Fargo just farther north. That's all.
Farther north.
And I think it would be it's just north. It's nobody should live way up there.
Well, yeah, not without giving away any of the storyline. It's in the area where it's, you know, nighttime for a really long time.
Yeah.
The sun don't rise a long time because of the curvature of the earth. Flat earthers. Give us a call.
Please. Well, contact us telepathically. That would be better.
No, you know what? I haven't checked that voicemail forever. We have that. We still have Skype number.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
I should check that. There's, there's probably
be fun.
Probably death threats on there. We'll play them for you. And I've kind of forgotten the number for it.
I don't know.
It's like something libs
that was remotely clever, and I don't remember.
I think it was libs, wasn't it? L-I-B-S.
Something like that.
Like something, something, something.
Yeah, yeah.
Libs. anyway, the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
Yay.
Historic Trump trial off to the races.
Nine.
Former President Donald Trump's criminal trial is in its second week. Trump,
yay,
the first former president to be tried on criminal charges, well, no, ooh, duh, facing 34 counts connected to his alleged attempts to hide $130,000 in hush money payments,
yes,
that he made in 2016 to conceal claims of an extramarital affair with adult film actor Stormy Daniels. That's one sentence, dude.
Jeez.
Man, enjoy your periods and shit.
Right, right. Your punctuations.
The presumptive Republican presidential nominee is represented by Todd Blanche and Susan Nichelis. This is these are Trump's lawyers. Yeah.
Sad.
The prosecution.
Sad for you.
The
guys.
Good guys are Susan Hoffinger and Joshua Steinglass.
Yes.
Who Alvin Bragg selected.
They
to,
must. They
to
must
argue
be,
the case.
Aren't they like, wow? Why isn't this a federal case? Because it's an election fraud thing, right?
Well, it's a New York thing. It's
no.
He did the well.
It should be a
federal
case.
They were misdemeanors, and the only reason he's charging them as felonies is because there's a provision where if you commit these misdemeanors,
yes,
of lying about
right,
finances or some shit, whatever the hell it is,
mm-hmm,
then to commit another crime, and in Trump's case, it's election fraud.
Right.
Because he directly, the only reason he's paying her off.
Yes.
Is because he wanted to get elected.
Right. And I'm just saying it should have been a federal case because I'm citing a recent Rachel Maddow episode where it's not a federal case because Bill Barr. Because Bill Barr fiddled with things. It made
oh, well,
it
right, yeah.
So it should, it really should be a federal case, but it's not because Bill Barr.
I wonder, can't they look into that again?
Maybe. They, I whoever mean, it's not they like is, he hasn't who been, is they?
He hasn't been charred. I mean, they didn't start a trial like that Double Jeopardy thing, which everybody thinks Eileen Cannon is going to do.
What do you mean?
That she's setting it up. Where once, like now, with these charges that Trump is up against in the Bragg case that's going on right now, he can't be tried again.
Right.
Double jeopardy.
That's
because
right,
once this is over, even if it goes, if it gets dismissed or whatever, whatever happens, he can't be tried again. But the case with her is that they're worried that all these motions that they've made, that those weird ones where she wants to have two different jury
yeah, that's right,
speeches or preparations for, and one of them is if the argument becomes this, I think it's immunity. I think it's presidential. No. You know what it is? It's the Records Act.
Oh, yeah.
The Presidential Records Act, which don't apply here. And he's not being charged with any crimes of the Presidential Records Act. And I don't even know if those are crimes or if they're civil.
Right. I don't know.
So it doesn't matter.
Right.
So they think that she is pretending she might allow it because she might then allow it. And if that's the case where he can just deem something personal.
Yes.
Which is their argument.
Right.
That he just waves his little tiny
and
pecker.
It seems ridiculous, but I guess it's not.
Yeah.
I guess it's not ridiculous, though.
But that she'll then declare, she'll then dismiss the charges. But once the jury is sat,
right,
then he can't be charged again. You can't appeal it.
Yeah.
He can't be charged again.
Right. Well.
So that this might be the MAGA a Hail Mary that they're playing.
Yeah, yeah. It's really fucked up because, you know, when there was an America First movement way back when, there was an effort.
20s, 30s, right?
Yeah, in 30s. There was an effort to overthrow the government. They even amassed weapons in this movement. Oh. And they used the congressional postal credits or whatever, money that Congress people are supposed to get to use to send, I don't know, their constituents information. Well, they were sending information from Hitler and all this shit. Right, they were. And there was this big movement to overthrow the government, and everybody found out about it, and the Justice Department tried to prosecute the people in charge of it, and they couldn't. And they had the evidence, and they couldn't, and they gave up because it was too much for them. And that's what it seems like to me. This is too, Trump is too much for our Justice Department. We can't handle it. That's obviously what we're seeing.
Well,
here.
Yeah, until and unless we get the House and keep the Senate, yeah. Maybe get a bigger margin so we can tell anybody like Joe Manchin, yes. Or Kyrsten Sinema, both leaving, by the way. Don't let the door right. Hit you on the ass. That if we don't have any more of them, but even if we do have any more of them, it'd be nice to get a couple extra cushion.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Cushion sure. Where we wouldn't be. Sucking the nethers of one specific or two specific members of our own party, which is the shit that's happening in the yeah. In the House
right.
In spectacular fashion. All right, out.
Oh, God.
Happening in the House in spectacular fashion to the Republicans, it's where just, it's great to watch.
You know, it seems to me just watching this trial, and it's like they don't have enough alternate jurors in the hush money trial. They don't know because... What if they blow through? They have six alts, right?
Where? Sit.
Six alternate juries good in the girl. Hush money trial or something?
I thought it was three, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, and they've already burnt through one, right? One person quit.
And you no, that was pre.
That was pre, sure, yeah. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
They're burning through them, right. Though, is my point.
But they can burn through them now, then they'd have to go to the alternates, you know what I mean?
But like, they don't have enough alternates. I was listening to somebody today on NPR saying that they should get more alternate jurors because the rate of juror attrition or something is high. So you should get more. And
we have 174 people waiting in line.
Yeah, yeah. But this is the same thing that happened back in the day when the America First movement tried to take over the country. And all these legislators that were part of this insurrection that went on back then, they never saw any justice.
They were probably Democrats back then because
it was everybody.
They
though.
Hadn't flipped. Yeah,
it was a little it was on both sides. And, you know, they just the Justice Department didn't really have the will to do it. And I'm wondering, just like watching all this shit, it kind of seems like a similar thing. We don't, in this country, we don't have the political will to go and get the bad guy. The guy, when it's uncomfortable, because it's our president. And we're afraid, like the Democrats are afraid of being nice and sounding crazy. And here we are. Here we are.
Well, there are a lot of them. And the sad part is that the big evil money class likes them.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that's those are their foot soldiers.
They're
doing the bidding of the uber wealthy.
What about the war on drugs? We were able to put a lot of people in jail during the war on drugs. A lot. It's weird to me that we can't do the same here. We just don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
We just don't give a fuck. And it's like the Justice Department, Merrick Garland and his band of lazy fucks are sitting there saying, you know what? People vote correctly in November, so we don't really have to do our jobs, and we'll just slide. Now, if that's what he's thinking, that's what he's thinking. But if he's not thinking that, what would it matter, though? Because that's what's happening.
Let's see. Also present during opening statements at Trump's trial was Matthew Colangelo, a lawyer from Bragg's office, who detailed a catch and kill scheme allegedly greenlighted by Trump. That's where Pecker, the National Enquirer dude,
yeah,
was paying people for their stories and then making them sign NDAs and then killing the stories.
Yeah, yeah.
And in one case was Karen McDougal.
Right.
Who, inexplicably, she even admits it. She said she really liked him. Didn't she say she was in love with him?
She was in love with him.
Blah, God.
She was in love with
him. Good God, Karen.
You know, and I think that...
She's using lead makeup or something?
I don't know. But I think that people will be sympathetic to her, you know, because of how, you know, how she felt about the guy. And I also think, well, whatever, man. They should be, though. And I think they should be more sympathetic with Stormy Daniels. And I don't understand, like... Can't people just say actor or adult actor? Every headline has to be Stormy Daniels, porn star.
Oh, this says adult film actor here.
Yeah, but a lot of times, man, it's just like, what's the big deal? Please, how about this? Lindsey Graham, legislator. Why is that more classy than porn star? I just don't get it.
Well, you know, there's a lot of overlap there.
Yeah.
Colangelo said, when it came time to pay Michael Cohen back for the catch and kill deal, you'll see he didn't negotiate it down. He doubled it.
No. It's clearly, I guess if you could ignore the timing of it, it shouldn't bother anyone. Don't ignore the timing.
Both sides delivered opening statements with the prosecutor, Matthew Colangelo, painting Trump as a serial liar who authorized a conspiracy to conceal business records during the 2016 election. Trump attorney Todd Blanche countered that the case is an insignificant non-story. And we were talking about this earlier offline.
Yes.
Crab diving offline. When, about how, you know, the personalities of lawyers matter. They really do.
Yes.
And... These I can't imagine these Trump attorneys.
I don't know what that was. Was that in here? I don't know. What did she do?
I think she broke into the milk bones.
Right. Oh, that's so funny. Well, you know, the thing is, though, we're missing the point. There's all this evidence against Trump on this hush money thing that it should be an easy case. But his attorneys don't really give a shit about the jurors. The attorneys just want to talk to the fucking... They're just campaigning for Donald Trump, right?
I'm sorry. She knocked everything down.
Yeah, that's funny.
To get to the milk bones.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't give a shit. See, it's the thing. They have no case to defend Donald Trump. So they're literally just... They're using this trial to campaign. This is a big campaign.
Judge Mershon will allow prosecutors to bring up some of Trump's recent legal struggles should he decide to testify. That includes the February civil fraud ruling. Trump's losses in the two defamation cases brought by writer E. Jean Carroll and a 2018 order dissolving the Donald J. Trump Foundation over fraud claims.
Jeez.
The fucking charity. The charity
for cancer children.
Well,
right?
That was one
children
specific. That was one specific where people thought they were donating to kids with cancer, and it ended up with, you know.
Some people do charities because they're like, oh, I feel like I want to do something for this cause. I believe in this cause. But they, the Trumps, do charities because they're like, ooh, we can make some money. We can charge someone $1 billion to use our golf carts. You know.
Sorry. Oh,
God bless you. God bless you.
I couldn't warn about the sneeze because in mid sneeze.
Right.
The prosecution called its first witness, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. If I remember correctly, he's got a deal, right?
Yeah.
Prosecutors said that Pecker bought the rights to the stories that would be damaging to Trump's campaign, then didn't publish them in what's called catch and kill.
Right. Is that illegal on his part? I mean, can't he just do that? Why?
I don't know.
He's not the illegal person in this. It's
but
Trump.
There was some shit they've got him on. Or they had him on.
Right.
If I recall. And I thought, do I have that wrong? I'm looking him up. But I think they had him on something.
What if the jury fucks up on this case, and he is he gets a not guilty plea. He gets a not guilty verdict. Does that hand this orange fuck the election?
That's disturbing.
My God, just think.
I mean,
about
they may
that.
Knock it. They may not. I wonder if they have the option to knock it back down to misdemeanors.
That is insane.
I don't know. I don't know what their the jury's.
I just think about all. Yeah, fuck this Justice Department. All these people in jail and all this other bullshit. This guy is guilty as fuck and of the worst shit. Fuck this. This is insane.
When prosecutors present their case to a jury, one thing they have to figure out is the order in which to present witnesses. In Trump's first criminal trial, the first witness was David Pecker, for good reason.
Right.
While Pecker may be less familiar than some other potential witnesses, such as former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen or adult film star Daniels.
Wow.
He's a crucial one, and makes perfect sense to have him set the stage for the state's case. After opening statements this morning, the state called Pecker, who testified briefly before court was adjourned for the day. His testimony will continue tomorrow. Skip. It's all the history of the case, blah, 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 blah. This is, by the way, Jordan Rubin.
Oh, okay. Who's that?
At MSNBC.
Yay.
He's the Deadline legal blog writer.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. He's a former prosecutor for the New York County District Attorney's Office in Manhattan.
Yes.
Before MSNBC, he was a legal reporter for Bloomberg Law. So that's who I'm reading.
Didn't they go after Alvin Bragg for trying to prosecute this case anyway? Like Bill Barr wanted him to resign?
I think Trump wanted him to resign.
But I'm saying, but Bill Barr actually...
Far enough for Bill Barr.
Didn't he twat it out saying Alvin Bragg resigned or some shit like that when in fact he didn't? I mean, they really went after this story, this whole hush money thing.
The tabloid publisher was there from the start. At a 2015 meeting with Trump and Michael Cohen, Pecker said he'd be the eyes and ears for the campaign, looking for negative Trump stories and alerting Cohen.
You should look for positive Trump stories. I think it would be easier to sort that way.
A lot less work.
Yeah, zero work.
Prosecutors say this was the genesis of the payoffs to Daniels, as well as Playboy model Karen McDougal, who also claimed to have had an affair with Trump, which the presumptive 2024 GOP presidential nominee has also denied. By the way, he's not going to get up on the stand.
Yeah.
Because then wouldn't he, that would be one of the things they asked him. Did you have an affair with Karen McDougal?
Well, I mean, what's he going to do? Say no and then commit perjury or?
Of course.
Well, I mean, would he get up on the, this is not a trial for that side though. We're thinking about it as a trial. For the defense, this is a campaign event. It's a campaign event, and the only chance they had is some lunatic maggot goes rogue on that jury and fucks it up. Otherwise, they're just campaigning for this dumb fuck.
Pecker testified that the Inquirer used checkbook journalism, paying for stories, setting the seedy stage for the state's election interference theory of the case.
Oh, okay. Seedy.
So while some of the most salacious and acrimonious testimony may come from the likes of Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen, putting Pecker first is a sensible way to understand the backdrop of the alleged scheme. To be sure, Pecker's testimony may be shocking to the jury in its own right, describing an alliance between a presidential campaign and a tabloid. So it could prompt fireworks of its own to start the testimony in the historic case. So that's a law dude.
Wasn't Cohen charged federally?
No, New York. I think it was New York.
Yeah. It's important. If you're president, it's important to get an AG that'll just bend over and do whatever you say, like Bill Barr. It's important to get an AG who will get out the knee pads and sucky, 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 especially when that Mueller report comes out. He'll do whatever.
What about Obama?
Yeah.
Eric Holder.
Oh, I wish. I wish we had Eric Holder. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It'd be a different
story,
though.
He's really busy. He's trying to.
Fuck that.
He's busy.
Let Merrick Garland do that. Shit, dude. This guy, Merrick Garland, sucks. Woo.
What is that? HuffPo? Let's see what's going on at the Drudge. I saw it. Yes. If it's the same thing. Yeah, this is unnecessary.
Right.
Trump and his pecker. It says. With that picture that I think this is AI.
Yeah.
But it's the picture of sleepy Trump in the courtroom.
Oh, you know.
But there's, I don't think it's real. I don't think there's, it's just like a full on face shot, really close. It's the one I used on the blog to put his, when I, like an adult, I put a big cloud of green steam coming out of the back of his chair. But it looks like it's an AI of him sleeping, or it's a picture of him. Maybe he was blinking and they caught it.
Because
I don't think we have a real picture of him sleeping. All we have, there's no cameras in the court while it's going on. It's just the courtroom sketch artist. And allegedly he's pissed.
Oh yeah.
About the courtroom sketches. He's mad about everything. Because he knows it's not going well.
You know, the hope with Trump is that this trial would stress him out. That's why I think it will take such a toll on him that it nearly kills him, figuratively, you know, emotionally. And he can't, you know, he won't be able to go on. That's why if they could get him on this gag order and put him in jail for a little bit, that would really fuck him up. Don't you think?
Depending on how long, you know, that's the kind of thing where they'll, you know, they'll put you in for hours or they'll put you in for a day.
Yeah.
And, you know, does he think that would make him some kind of martyr? I mean, he probably knows he's going to get special treatment. They don't even know what to do with him with Secret Service.
Yeah.
They're trying to figure out what to do with him.
Well, figure it out.
And there's a bill that one of the Democrats put out, but it's going to go nowhere in the House. If a former official is convicted of a felony, they lose Secret Service protection.
Jeez. Well, good. Which means
they don't know, you know.
From him. Who gives the shit, right? I mean, if that's...
Yeah, but he's entitled to it unless they somehow the law has changed or the... which ain't going to happen until hopefully November or next January, actually. When the Democrats take over the House and Senate and have the presidency.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, I think that would be, very nice. And it would be the way to win all of this. But because then Trump could face justice for some of the shit he's done or whatever, but at least we have a president.
Well, this might be the first domino.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's a couple other, they're doing their best to delay all the other trials too, but there's a couple of them that could still possibly.
Isn't the Justice Department embarrassed that these stupid, shitty, fucking scumbag lawyers have really handled them? Come on, guys.
Well, to be honest, I think it's, they've probably gone faster than most. I'm saying, you know, I see other shit of people with like regular people with court cases.
Right.
That are for things 4 years ago, 5 years ago, they were filed.
But this happened so long ago. Do you know what I mean? I mean, this happened. When did this happen? The hush money payment. When? It was in 2015.
Well, I mean, whenever Michael Cohen was.
It's going to be.
Was. Arrested and charged and jailed for
eight or 9 years ago. But we're talking about a guy.
Well, the criming was 8 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. But we're talking about a guy who used it to become president, to change the face of the Supreme Court and everything, man. It's nuts. Not 8 or 9 years ago.
It's interesting, though. There have to be others.
Other what?
Other women.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Why those two?
I don't know.
And why was it the timeline? Was it because literally Melania was still her yoo-hoo was still recovering from Baron.
Yeah.
Scrambling out of there. Yeah. And he's a giant. So he probably was a big baby.
That's true.
And he was out fucking Stormy and or Karen McDougal. So did he think that was the problem? Was it that it was so close to like when Baron was born?
Right.
That might ruin him? Because, again, where are all the other women?
I don't know.
We know have to be there.
Well, we know that Stormy was approached by some thugs, right? There's that story.
Oh, in Vegas?
We all forget about it. Nah, I don't know if it's in Vegas. She was coming out of her health club and her kid was in the back seat. And a couple of thugs talked to her about her book, right?
Yeah, something like that. I wonder if Michael Cohen knows about that.
Sure.
Doesn't say much now.
Yeah, they behave like mobsters.
Oh, totally. Especially when you listen to Michael Cohen. Yeah. I mean, he could have definitely been a character in the
absolutely
in the Sopranos. So yeah, same deal over at the Drudge Report. Was Trump and his pecker. Also, did you see? Well, let's see. Wait, what's this one? Oh, this was Friday. Trump fumes as judge orders him to sit like a dog. I don't think that's what the judge said. But
no, he stood up early and he's like, "Sit down, motherfucker."
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I
did read that.
You know, the funny thing, like Trump is like, "Why aren't these people nice to you?" Ask people that have been arrested, that have been to jail, that have dealt with the Justice Department on any fucking level. No one is nice. There's not any niceness. No one talks to you like you're a human fucking being.
Then, they're looking into finances more and more with him. Oh.
Shit.
And now we learn, where is this from? This is from the Daily Beast.
Woo!
The Russian who loaned Trump's social media platform Truth Social.
Yes.
$8 million.
Yes.
Previously set up websites selling dodgy sex pills.
Right.
According to records.
Isn't? Yes, yes, yes.
The flagship product sold by these sites was called Vimax.
That's right.
V-I-M-A-X, which promises longer sex and a firmer erection.
Wasn't there a connection to the adult film industry or some shit with these guys, too?
I think, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, into Russia, maybe.
Has prompted warnings from health regulators in the U.S. for containing hidden ingredients that may endanger health. Shocker.
Shit, man.
The sites that were registered under the name of Anton Posolnikov.
Yes.
The Gmail account used to set it up was also for Vimax VimaxDetoxTrial.com? What? And Vimax Trials.
Yes. Oh, they had like a detox kind of...
I guess. The Russian entrepreneur who reportedly has family links to the Kremlin. Well, of course.
Wow.
You can't,
what a shock.
You have to have links to the Kremlin if you are successful. Yeah. Because it's run like the mob.
Right.
He has a history of success in niche online businesses, such as providing financial services to porn stars and cam girls.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's good.
Right.
Although he probably takes a ridiculous cut.
Yes. But he gave Trump the money for this dumb Truth Social.
Yeah. In 2001, he gave $30,000 to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Nine.
In the same year, documents show that a company listing Posolnikov as its authorized person.
Yes.
Owned two dwellings in Miami's private Fisher Island worth 13 mil. Ooh. That's where
Ivanka
and Jared live, I think.
Yeah. They'll get along with everybody there. They'll know all those Russians.
God, do you think that's where Kat Kerr is?
Sure. No.
She doesn't have that much money.
No. She's probably in a gated community with a pool next to the like laundry room, and maybe there's a meeting room there, but I don't
think she's got like a condo.
She's not on Fisher Island. Come on.
Posolnikov has also Postolnikov, excuse me, has also been suspected by U.S. federal agents of making nearly $23 million in 2021 from alleged insider trading on Trump's social media platform.
Oh, I see. Jesus.
In February, the government also added money laundering charges.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Two of his partners that were in on the scheme have already pleaded guilty to one count of securities fraud.
Shit.
He has not yet been charged in the case, but court documents filed by the other defendants seeking to have evidence discounted reveal that he was included in the FBI's investigation.
God, that's crazy.
But this is the guy that bailed out Trump.
Right, right.
Too social. I'm trying to find out. This is all. It's a long story about all the bullshit he did.
You know, why doesn't Biden appoint a special counsel to look into? Here's what they should look into. We're really interested in why there's so many Republicans that have these crazy fucking ties to Russia. We're looking for ties to Russia. You know what I mean? And just go through people's shit. Do you know what? Why not? It's concerning.
Here we go. Postolnikov has reportedly attracted U.S. prosecutors' attention.
Yes.
For the way he structured the loan to Trump's Truth Social through Paxum, which is this company that he had, and an obscure entity called ES Family Trust. No charges have been filed to date. The investigation is still in the preliminary stages, according to The Guardian, which first reported it.
Wow, what a great company.
Wire transfer documents show that Trump Media received $2 million from Paxum Bank and another $6 million from ES Family Trust. These are both this guy.
So they're getting more money from Russia, yes. This guy is financed by Russia, Donald Trump, right?
I mean, yeah, you know, sure. Well, don't we have a video of Junior telling everyone that, oh, we get most of our investments, and Eric.
That's right.
Both of them, I think, at
times. They submit it. You don't really need to admit it. Yeah. There's all this evidence.
We get the majority of our money from Russia at one point, Eric said.
Oh.
Pre-election 2016.
Oh, yeah, no problem. That's cool.
So there you go. That's the Daily Beast.
Yeah.
Who's that writing? Matt Bernardini and Matej Roska.
Ooh.
Are the
nice work
journalists there? Give them a shout.
That's right.
Out.
Forward that one to Merrick too, just so you know. If you give a fuck.
Well, this is good news.
Yes.
That SCOTUS today rejected a challenge to voting rules in Texas that automatically let senior citizens, but not younger people, vote by mail.
Oh.
I'm for that.
Wait, should we let everyone we should all vote by mail? Well,
exactly, what but this the is Texas. Fuck? So now, I mean, cartoonish evil, really. You're older people, you're going to make them trudge out.
I can vote by mail.
And go vote.
You can vote by mail.
And they're shooting themselves in their tiny little peckers.
Yeah.
Because the older Texas people?
Yeah.
Who are they going to vote for?
Well, they're going to vote for Schindler.
Yeah.
And probably a lot of younger Texas people, too. Except those people in that large fucking district that has, that contains Houston, right?
Yeah, and Dallas.
Yeah.
Austin. There's you know, blue parts everywhere, which remarkably is where all the people live.
So if you're of a certain age, you can vote by mail.
I'll read on.
God.
The seven states: Texas, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, and Tennessee. Wow. What a buffet.
This is all this voter by mail shit, all the hullabaloo about this is over bullshit because Trump just screamed about it in that last election over and over again.
Because he knew he would lose it.
But now it's science, but it's fiction. This is fiction. The reason we're having all these issues, we're having rules about who can vote by mail or whatever, is because of lies.
But you know, he's telling people to vote by mail now.
Yeah.
Did you see that story?
No.
Yeah. He's literally telling people to make sure they register to vote by mail.
But that's why we're having this, right? Because he said a bunch of lies, and now all these legislators are making laws because he said a bunch of lies. It's fucking nuts.
all those seven states that I just read allow older voters to request an absentee ballot for any reason, but let others do so only under certain circumstances.
Oh, okay. So under certain circumstances, you're allowed to vote.
Which, by the way, I think we need to re-register.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because what they did here was they didn't take away vote by mail, or you don't need, you know, give a reason for vote by mail. But you have to re-up it every election. You have to beg them for it every election.
I like going down there, to be honest. I just want to see what's happening.
It's right at the community center.
No,
I don't want to geolocate us.
No. They send everybody.
They move it? The last place I voted was the the community center on the water.
Right. Well, they changed it
after COVID.
No, they just changed it for some reason, and a lot of people got redirected to different polling stations here. You know, weird in Florida.
So there you go, Texas. Good.
Nine.
The SCOTUS.
That's good, I guess.
But, telling Texas that they're not going to listen to their bullshit.
But technically, doesn't that mean that why can't everyone vote by mail? What the fuck?
Well, they put the Democrats in charge. Guess what'll happen?
You can vote everybody by can fucking vote by mail. Jeez.
The court declined to hear an appeal brought by three voters in Texas, just as it rejected a similar challenge in 2021 to Indiana's voting rules. It also twice declined to hear earlier versions of the Texas suit brought by the Texas Democratic Party during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes.
The challengers argued the unequal treatment of voters is age-based discrimination prohibited by the 26th Amendment.
Oh, of course. So this, I guess this ruling is good news. It's hard to think of it like that because there's a glaring inequality in it. It's crazy.
Ratified in 1971 to lower the voting age to 18, the amendment says the right to vote shall not be denied or abridged on account of age. Whatever your voting rights, a state grants to people age 65 and over, it must also grant to people under 65, the Texas voters told the Supreme Court in their unsuccessful appeal. Yeah. These are the three people we're suing. They wanted the court to overturn an appeals court ruling that Texas rules are allowed because making it easier for some people to vote, doesn't it make it harder for others?
Yeah. Yeah. And again,
that's a dubious.
Well, but again, we're having this conversation because the orange fucknut screamed about voting by mail and it was all fiction what he was screaming. But now we're having real legislation as a result.
The U.S. New Orleans-based Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals also said that the right to vote when the 26th Amendment was ratified did not include the right to vote by mail.
Yeah. What do you mean? It didn't include...
Right. When they wrote the 26th Amendment... there was no voting by mail.
Yeah.
So there was no provision of it. So, but now we're doing it. So now...
But we've been doing it.
Got to be able to... Yeah.
We've been doing it for a long time. And I don't... Maybe I'm crazy, but I don't remember this being an issue before Schittler. I don't remember anybody talking about...
Well, many things.
Voting by mail. And so we're changing all these laws because that fat fascist complained about it. That's it.
Most states now either mail ballots to all voters or allow all residents to request an absentee ballot for any reason. But Texas said it has taken a different route to protect voting integrity while recognizing that older voters may have limited mobility.
Well, here's what they're saying by that. We're afraid to offend the orange sky daddy, so we're not letting everybody vote by mail. We're afraid to defend our great leader, Donald Trump, our cultist. Because he said bullshit about voting by mail.
Oh, I guess this wasn't good news. The more I read about it.
Nah, it's crap.
I think the good side did not win.
No, some people can vote by mail and some people cannot. That's crazy.
The voters who lost, I guess, challenged Texas's rules, saying the barriers younger voters can face to voting in person include lack of transportation, long lines, inability to find or access the polling place, and limited time off from work.
That's right. And in Texas, in that big giant ass district they have like three drop boxes, if I remember correctly. I saw Mad Al all about this shit. It's crazy. They, in America, because the orange man was here, they don't want you to vote. That's exactly what this is. If they wanted people to vote, why anybody could vote by mail in Texas? This is nuts.
Also in the news, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link.
Yes.
Et cetera, et cetera. I've got... I'm just running through the headlines really quick. Bunch of bad reviews for Taylor Swift's new album, but gosh, I wonder where they're coming from.
Oh, the maggots. The maggots. They can't take it.
She's awful. Oh.
She's awful. Listen, here's
She's high on her own supply, one person wrote.
Right, right. You're high on your own supply.
So I'm sure she'll be okay. She's a billionaire, isn't she? I think she's a billionaire.
Yeah,
already.
And like, listen, she wrote a song shitting on Florida because, you know, why not?
Oh, yeah. You I mean, it is low-hanging fruit, but...
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It is. That's true.
I've got a story here. This is... I thought this was very interesting. There's a promo.
Yes.
That is out.
Right.
For TPUSA.
Okay.
Turning Point Action.
Nine!
That's Charlie Kirk's joint.
Yes.
You might recall.
Right.
The oddly butthead looking, as in Beavis Ann, Charlie Kirk.
Yes.
Who's a Trump Christo fascist.
Oh, I know who Charlie Kirk
Students
is.
Students for Trump, I think, or right. some equivalent. I don't know if it was
Nazis.
That,
I think they're going to change the name to Nazis.
That's how he started. Now he's, you know, getting up there a little bit. He's 30 or something.
Yeah, you could all say fat. You could say young fascist for Trump.
And but now he's TP. That's his other, I don't know, political action group or whatever. Turning Point Action.
Right.
They're having the People's Convention, Ryan.
Ooh,
June
the people.
14 to 16, Detroit, Michigan.
Yes.
And they've got quite the lineup.
Okay.
I will leave. I'll start from the bottom of the list.
Okay.
As it's listed. There's 12.
Yes.
And the lowest in the credits, Congressman Matt Gaetz.
Our Nazi. That's our Nazi.
Moving up one, Jack Posobiec.
There's a Nazi.
Pizzagate guy.
He's higher than Matt Gaetz.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez, I don't know.
And this is sad. I don't even know who the fuck this is. Mm. Benny Johnson?
Don't know.
Let me allow the Google machine to tell me.
I'm sure we played anybody that would be on Turning Point's radar.
He's an American conservative political commentator and YouTuber.
Oh, good.
I don't recognize him. Okay. But, you know, we probably, like you said, he's probably said something horrible when we played
him.
Yes. Above him.
Okay.
Representing.
Right.
Rick Scott.
Oh, my God. I keep forgetting he's a thing, but he's our senator.
Yep.
One of them. Rick Scott.
So two Florida.
Gross.
Republicans in the lineup, and it's fucking Michigan where this thing is.
Yeah.
Next on the second tier, it's three groups of four. Lara Trump.
Oh, wow. Well, she's head of the RNC.
Current RNC. And
the head of the RNC is musician, hanging out at this Nazi
talented thing. Musician, Ryan.
Oh my God. Is this Kid Rock?
No, her.
Oh yeah.
Lara Trump.
That's right. I forgot.
Next, Candace Owens.
Damn. Wow, what a lineup.
An asshole.
What a red carpet this is.
Governor Kristi Noem from North Dakota?
Nine.
South Dakota? North, I think.
Doesn't make
maybe.
A fucking difference.
What
There's
are the Dakotas?
Seven people there.
Charlie Kirk has himself above all those other people.
Ooh, yes.
Now we're in the top tier, Ryan. These are the true stars. Confirmed speakers, by the way.
Okay.
It says.
I'm going to make one guess.
Number four?
Don Jr.
No.
Shit.
Putin. Not in the top four.
Putin.
Invited, I'm sure. Steve Bannon.
Oh, shit.
The Blatch Nazi.
Wow. Good job, guys. Glad you got him before he went to jail.
And then slam a few Red Bulls before this one. Dr. Yeah. Ben Carson.
Right. Kyle Rittenhouse in there yet?
Hey, everybody. I'm glad to be here.
I bet Kyle Rittenhouse is the keynote.
Second listed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In this run for the hills, because I can't. This guy talking is like nails on a chalkboard for me. Vivek Ramaswamy.
Oh, my God. That is the worst one. The worst little Nazi. It's not? God, who could be left? Let me think. Bojo? I'm just going.
The top confirmed speaker.
Kim Jong-un. Why not?
Well, close.
Oh, G?
Huh?
G?
Close.
A despot? A leader? A totalitarian?
Warmer?
Oh, in a warmer climate? Or, Orban. Orban.
You're still warm.
Oh, shit. Mussolini. They dug him up.
Oh, you're not that. You're.
I. Shit.
Former President Donald J. Trump.
Shit. Jeez.
Number one speaker. Look at that lineup. Trump, Ramaswamy, Carson, Bannon.
You know the thing about this?
Rick's fucking Scott.
So Trump, when is this event?
June 14th through 16th, Detroit, Michigan.
You know what's strange? It's like this Trump is out on release from a lot of these trials. Like any one of these people.
He'll probably be on the Jumbotron or something.
But I'm just saying, in any one of these prosecutors, couldn't they?
Hey, everybody, I wish I could be there.
Yeah.
Melania and I.
I'm in jail. They could put him in jail.
We're Skyping.
Man, I hope that Joe Biden wins in November. I really do. And you know.
Oh, he could be possibly sentenced by June.
Maybe that would be good.
I mean, you know he's going to appeal instantly, so it's not like they're going to haul him off in irons.
No, we don't have the, we do not have the political
will. No, that
just
happens to regular people.
Absolutely, yeah, we don't give a shit. It's so funny, it's like, God, if I'm in Europe, I'm looking at our election, I'm like, damn, I guess Trump's going to get elected and Vladimir Putin can go ahead and have Poland extend that communist Soviet bloc into Europe again, you know?
More,
we can't go get our guy.
Joe Biden with a bigger lead on among definite voters.
Okay.
Polled in the latest poll.
That's good news. Hey. Shit, man. Listen.
Why are you so destructive today, Shelby?
I feel like Joe Biden will win this election, and I hope it's by a lot or by whatever. Is she losing her mind?
Who knows?
Yeah.
You're bored.
Also, we have in the news, thanks for listening, coming up at the top of the hour here, that was the TP USA.
Oh, yeah. That lineup sounds like fun. Jeez. I mean, if we get them all in the same place, you know, yeah, she sucks.
This another person commented they forgot Big Mouth MTG, but she's kind of persona non grata. Kind of nobody likes her now.
The Russians? What are you talking about?
Well, except for the Russians.
Yeah. Love her. They love Moscow Marge.
But she's got like kind of nobody liking her.
What do you
mean?
A
whole lot these days.
Oh, there's got to be maggots that love her. People love her, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think they're upset about how she supported McCarthy.
Right. Right.
You'll recall.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not liking that. And they're not buying her going as crazy as she has after.
Why not? Why wouldn't you buy the fact that she could be mentally insane sometimes?
Or an opportunist, trying to pander to whoever she thinks can get her more power and money.
Right, right. Why does she want to do Russia's bidding? Why is that, though? Because she is, right? She's going after this guy after he made a deal to send Ukraine money. So
right, well, and she's listening to Trump, and then she's stupid to listen to Trump because Trump changes his mind every 5 minutes.
Oh yeah.
And changes his story depending on who he's talking to.
Right. Well, he doesn't know where he is. He's just shitting on himself.
It's funny. I'm looking at John Voight's
Twitter
account to see if
that guy,
speaking of crazy and shitting himself,
man.
No, still the latest.
Bring back what was lost.
That's how he opens. Bring back what was lost.
My God. He sounds like a bad Lord of the Rings knockoff or something.
Poor John Voight.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm sad for him.
Oh, yeah, me too. I mean, you know.
I mean, you know, he had a good time in the 70s, maybe, but.
Right. He's a Nazi. He's a nasty little Nazi. He loves it. He loves it so much.
Also in L news, I've got here.
Yes.
There is a, I'm sure, Grindr smoldering the servers.
Oh, yes.
During this event.
Oh, is this CPAC?
Close.
Oh.
It's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association.
Peace officers. Wait, what does that mean? What do you mean? Who's a peace officer?
Cops. and I'm sure guys that took
an
online security course.
Nine peaceful
to qualify to carry mace.
Oh yeah.
At their overnight hotel job.
Jeez.
A right-wing sheriff's group that challenges federal law.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Who wrote this?
This is the Daily Mail, so again,
lies.
Take it for what it's worth here.
I'm just saying.
This is the Daily Mail.
A right-wing sheriff's group. Okay, show me a left-wing sheriff's group.
No, this
group
is like really crazy.
God.
This is the Daily Mail, which is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Right-wing sheriff's group that challenges federal law held a bizarre rally in Las Vegas last week.
Nine!
Featuring Vegas! Featuring felons and conspiracy theorists.
Ew.
As the country's presidential election is just months away,
yes.
Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, founded...
Constitutional Sheriffs!
What is it? CSPOA. CSPOA!
Oh, yeah.
Founded in 2011 by former Arizona Sheriff Richard Mack.
Nine! All the Nazis.
Held its annual conference in Vegas last week.
Yes. Boy, they probably had fun.
Well, the group known as CSPOA.
Right.
Teaches that elected sheriffs must, quote, protect their citizens from the overreach of an out-of-control federal government.
An out-of-control federal government. What?
By
what
refusing to enforce any law they deem unconstitutional or unjust.
Oh, my. Oh, so these people get to pick and choose what's enforced because they think they're, what are they?
They're sovereign citizens.
Are they a couple of branches of government combined or something? Is that what they are?
No, they're under the executive branch, technically.
But if they're deciding what laws are... Well, if they're deciding what laws are enforced, isn't that bleed over into another branch of government?
That's the executive branch.
Yeah, I know.
They enforce the laws.
They're enforcing the laws, but then they're interpreting what law gets enforced.
Oh, well, the legislative branch.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. So we're getting into fascistic territory.
They're deciding they don't like the laws, so fuck it, we're not gonna follow it.
Wow, that's
sounds like sovereign citizens to me.
That's efficient. We just got rid of a branch of government.
In particular, this time around, the organization is urging its members to seize voting machines investigating claims of rampant voter fraud that during the 2020 election proved to be baseless. So they're like, you got to be ready to seize those machines if Trump loses. You know, that's what they're saying.
Yes. And they said they were going to do that last time too, right?
And that's where it's going to be, the feds versus these lunatics.
Mm-hmm. Our feds, like our federal government?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The, yeah. Let's see, this time around,
yes,
they want, to form groups,
yes,
that will patrol polling places,
okay,
and have the power to seize voting machines.
Oh, this is Nazi stuff.
While investigating Democrats.
Nine!
And, other countries that are sending immigrants to the U.S.
Oh my God.
In order to vote illegally.
Sure, go ahead. In fact, why don't you wait a few months until after November and maybe your orange fuck daddy will win the presidency and you can do all of this nice Nazi shit.
In 2022, the group continued to promote baseless conspiracy theories that the last presidential election was stolen from Trump and have recently been pushing a dubious theory that county sheriffs can access voting machines and intervene in how elections are run.
Yeah.
And that they also have virtually unchecked power in their counties. It's Boss Hogg and Roscoe P. Coltrane.
This is crazy. This is all because of Donald Trump, because before this guy Trump showed up and ran for president, it seemed like our elections were running okay, right? Everything
right.
was fine. And even this the last election.
One of the cleanest in history.
But because people are saying a certain thing, now everybody is behaving differently. This gets back to that thing, and, you know, Maddow's my favorite. So she always talks about people live on Earth 1 or Earth 2. We are making laws for Earth 1 based on Earth 2. This is nuts.
The voting rights advocates and election experts said any attempts by law enforcement to interfere in elections would be alarming.
Law enforcement. And say they're not law enforcement anymore because they're just enforcement now based on what you just said. They're not enforcing laws. They're choosing laws and changing laws. Law enforcement.
It would be alarming and an extension of the threat posed by the continued circulation of Trump's claims about the 2020 election.
These little pigs. Call them piggies. They're fucking piggies. They're not enforcing laws. They're collecting.
Also, speaking at the event, well, holy fuck.
Yes.
Mike Flynn.
Oh, yeah.
Spoke.
But he, you know, he was found guilty. He pled guilty, and then he was let, then they decided he wasn't guilty. God, that's weird. Isn't that weird?
Yes.
What prosecutor ever got somebody to plead guilty, and then they're like, you know what? You know what? Let's not have you be guilty anymore. That's good. Mike Flynn. Didn't Obama say to
also
Trump...
Also speaking... Oh, go ahead.
About Mike... Just some background here. Was Mike Flynn the person... Didn't Obama tell...
Yeah, don't hire Mike Flynn. He's got some shady shit going.
Yeah, with the Russians.
Yeah.
With the Russians. That Mike Flynn, though. That Mike Flynn is speaking at this thing. With the head of the RNC. That's fucked up.
They, also, have Michael Lindell?
Yes,
speaking.
Yes. Oh,
at the Sheriffs Constitutional Sheriffs Association.
Oh my God, that guy is boy. Let me tell you something. That guy is going to be cupping so many balls. Can you imagine?
He just lost again in court.
Can you imagine?
The SCOTUS kicked his. This is going to be it. This is going to. Has he been on Steve Bannon's show? Does Steve Bannon actually let him get away with this shit now? Since he lost the SCOTUS case?
No, I don't know.
Because he was the one who brought that evidence with that Carrie Lake and whoever the other dude was.
I think that evidence is good enough for most people, even though they disproved it. And he said, I'll pay anybody $5 million. I don't know. It was Mike Flynn on Dancing with the Stars?
I don't know. Rudy was on
Rick Perry.
The,
I remember,
Rudy was on The Masked Singer, wasn't he?
Oh my God! This country. Oh God! And so right now we're covering a big cop sucking fest. Is that correct? God.
Well, self sucking.
Oh my God! What other non cop bootlickers are going to show up? Oh, thank you for your service.
The public-facing image of the sheriff's group prominently features the American flag.
Nine!
The group does not release the list of its dues-paying members.
Oh, let's see. No, no, no. Release that list. Let's have it.
They're also unequivocal about gun rights, and they support the rights of criminals and mentally ill to carry firearms.
Well, these are Nazis.
They oppose gun registration and background checks.
Nine! Yes. The Nazis don't want to be found out.
Mac, this is the founder, was an early board member of the Oath Keepers.
Oh, wow.
The group involved in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
Full stop. Why is that a thing? How could you be an early
a board member?
Why do the Oath Keepers have a board?
Well, they got to vote on shit.
For what?
Who's gonna pick up the McNuggets on the way to the hate rally?
They have a board. So there are people running around as titled board members of the Oath Keepers.
Sure.
Why are we not getting them? I mean, we know where they are.
We know who they are.
We know who they are.
When they commit crimes, we do get them.
You can't just round them up. God damn it. Come on, guys. No, the Nazis are coming.
You got to commit a crime.
Please.
Not them.
Oh, my God. You know they're committing crime. The Oath Keepers stormed the Capitol.
Get them. They're in jail.
Oh, yeah. We'll put these guys in jail, too. You know they did. I don't give a shit anymore. Fuck this. Fuck these Nazis.
Over the last 6 years, the group has hosted trainings, rallies, speeches, and meetings
in
at least 30 states for law enforcement officers, political figures, private organizations, and members of the public.
Woo!
The group has held formal trainings on its constitutional curriculum for law enforcement officers in at least 13 of those states.
Why are the Oath Keepers at a thing for the cops? Why do these militias have such strong relationships with our quote law enforcement, with the piggies? Why?
Because they're the same people.
No, that's true. It's yes. God, I don't know why that bothers me. How many Oath Keepers are there? A lot?
I don't know.
Do they get along? It's
No, none of them get along.
Well, no, that's if you're part a cop, of the deal. If you're a cop and you see somebody.
Oh, I thought you meant some of the crazy groups.
Oh, no. If you're a cop and you see somebody that is, you would think that the cops would be like, we're not for these crazy militias, you know, because they might commit some crimes and I'm a law enforcement officer.
Well, I'll bet the local city police don't like it because you're surrounded by the county where this lunatic has declared himself king.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And there's arguments between sheriffs and cops all the time.
Good.
There's some good videos out there.
Oh, I love that. Beat the shit out of each other, figuratively, please.
They're such bitches. They're such petty, whiny little bitches. There's one where it's the county sheriffs were running the local jail.
Yeah.
The county jail.
Okay.
And they were pissed off at the police for something.
Right.
So they were making all the police that were bringing people in.
Yeah.
To the county jail.
Yeah.
Making them wait. And the sheriff's office people got preference, even if they walk in later.
Wow, that sucks. God, that sucks.
So the cops are getting all pissed. They're calling their chief. They're like, these motherfuckers. And then, of course, there's one or two of the cops that are lunatics. And look like they're getting ready to pull guns on each other.
Good! Figuratively good. Ha ha! God, these fucking pigs.
But it's so crazy. They're such children.
You know, it's weird to me. I'm trying to figure something.
In those cases.
I think about law enforcement in these stories a lot. And I come back to this same question. Why is it necessary? Why do you feel like it's necessary to hold a job where you are ticketing?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Your fellow citizens.
Oh, yeah.
That is evil. Yeah. I'm sorry. That is evil. And these cops know it's evil. Fuck that. You could do, fuck, if you want to be a cop, go fuck yourself. There's plenty of other jobs.
I was captain of the basketball team high school.
Yeah, you got hit in the head enough, so you'll make a perfect piggy. Come on in, piggy.
Now nobody likes me or listens to me, so I'm going to take it out.
God, why? There are so many other jobs you could get. Well, who'd protect us?
I'm going to dehumanize the public.
From the pigs. We learned in New York, though, right? They, the piggies got all pissed off because, oh, that's right. Eric Garner was strangled to death by these fucking pigs.
By one in particular.
But then a bunch of just stood around and jacked off. And then the governor, the mayor, what's his name? Bill de Blasio. He spoke out on behalf of Eric Garner. And then the cops quit for 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, and it was the best
crime
2 weeks
down.
Of yeah.
And crime went down.
Like literally, they're out there creating crimes.
Yes,
because that's why the system is poisoned from the root.
Their
incentive system.
Yes,
you know, who gets promoted? The guy that comes back.
No,
they put it all over Facebook. Look at the 100 pounds of drugs I caught on this one. You know, or look at this drunk driver I plucked off the road. Yeah. And they found one guy. And I'm sure there's more, but
yes.
One I can think of specifically who literally was like crowned year after year, like the king of the DUIs. And they found out that he was lying on some of them. He was bullshitting.
Because these cops don't see people as people. They don't see their fellow citizens
just to get
as
that,
human
just
beings.
Just to get that title?
Because they're fascists, right. Pat. Because they're Nazis, Pat.
But how sad. He ruined people, literally ruined people's lives.
And
then they had to go back and look at every single fucking case he was ever involved in.
You know, I
so, you know, you would think the people in charge would think twice about enabling these motherfuckers.
You know, I was
because when it does come back to haunt you, it's 1,000 times worse.
Right.
Fire their asses. Get
take their guns.
Fucking DeSantis here getting rid of civilian review boards is cartoonish evil. Cartoonish evil.
We don't even, you know, our civilian review board here.
At least it's something.
It's flawed, though. Oh,
but at least it exists.
It's nothing. It might as well not exist. It's kind of that it exists and calls itself a civilian review board is actually hurting the situation. Not the right people. I think they're appointed by the piggies.
No. Now that's the new law. The new law is that that DeSantis they'll have some sort of board.
There's
that it's going to be chosen by the sheriffs and the police.
Something fucked up here in Pensacola. That's been fucked up for a couple of years, if I remember correctly. You know, it's just a weird thing in our society when you think, what's the Where did our cops come from? Where did they... Weren't they originally people...
Slave chasers.
Yes! Why?
Well, sheriffs...
Why did
sheriffs
we
have been around.
Rid of them?
Sheriffs have been around for a while.
What are they doing that's worth a shit? Hey, cops, thank you for your service, especially to little Piggy. I see on a certain corner that's sitting under a tree in his car with his lights off, just looking for people to speed.
Well, that's what they've been turned
Climb in? Over the speed limit! Shit.
Anyway, what time is it? Oh, we still got plenty of time.
I bet they had fun. Does it have a list of entertainment that was available at this Nazi pig cop conference we're talking about?
Well, I told you, it was Mike Flynn.
No. Like, and you know what I mean.
Are you kidding? Cops in Vegas?
They don't want to see a show. They were like,
shut the fuck up. I'm going to the titty bar.
Bullshit. They're like, bring us the good strippers and where's the cocaine? Yeah. And we want to stab people. Please.
Also, we have this one.
Yes.
Is an amazing story.
Yes.
That I did not know this existed.
Okay.
We learned that Stu Peters has a past life
as a rapper.
As a rapper, but we just found out that also one of our favorite characters that we play here.
Yeah.
A lot of quotes from.
Yes.
And stories about.
Yes.
Also has a rapping past.
You know, if... Oh, okay. So this isn't a Stu Peters clip you're going to play. Not, oh, wow. I like when you...
Not Stu Peters.
Just for future reference, I don't know what it is about Stu Peters, but his voice is so disconcerting, and the way he starts, it really makes me, like, I don't know, it rattles me. So if I know Stu Peters is coming, I can prepare myself.
This is not Stu Peters.
Oh, thank God. Okay, good. Jeez, that guy.
This is some of the rap.
Okay.
And let's see if you know who
this is. So we know who this is. This is a right-wing nut job.
You absolutely will know this person.
Okay. I'm going to concentrate.
This is one of our top shelf.
Okay.
I'm going to put it out there.
Okay.
Rev Rhymes, it says. Rev Rhymes.
Rev Rhymes. Is this Greg Locke? Rev Rhymes.
There's an evil in these streets, but people, they keep walking. The government is hush-hush, and preachers ain't talking. Everybody's quiet as a mouse.
It's Greg Locke, everybody.
You know,
Rev Rhymes.
I just want to say something.
R-Y-M-Z, by the way.
I want to say, I listen to a lot of hip-hop, and I love it. And I love it because often it has such a great social message. You know, it's about police brutality,
yeah,
voting,
sure,
women's rights, racial inequality, you know, and things we should hear about in our society, particularly from art and artists. So, like, I don't know. Do we need megachurch pastors getting into the art?
I don't know about megachurch, but...
Yeah, megatent pastors.
Well, 3,000 people? Is that a megachurch?
That's a mega. That's enough mega. But like...
megachurch.
He's a megachurch. And he's a mega fuck. Do we need this mega fuck in the hip-hop space? Or is it, I guess this is...
Well, this is old. I mean, this is his at Rev Rhymes account last posted in 2013. I'm a gospel rapper with a passion to meet this generation right where they live. I'm also the pastor of an amazing church.
Okay, that's part of the rap?
No, that's his bio on X.
Amazing.
On Twitter.
But hey, amazing though.
And this is in 2013.
I'm just saying, amazing is kind of like, it's not tropey. It's a very basic kind of word to describe something, right? There's a lot of things that are described as amazing. That's the best way you can describe your church, amazing?
Because you don't get concerned unless it happens in your house. I see it on the news all the time. So no more can I keep silent, so I'm busting out this rhyme. It's time to lift the lid on a subject that ain't nice. They snatch a
lid. Time to lift the lid.
On a subject that ain't nice. Now this rhymes. Can you, I'm sorry, I don't mean to fuck the whole show up.
No, I'm...
Can we just play a little Stu Peters and let's compare, because I think this Greg Locke is not very good. This is...
Stu Peters rap?
Yeah, I just want to compare Stu and Greg. I think Greg Locke...
Focus, you mean?
Yeah, I think Stu Peters is a little bit more serious about it.
I think Stu Peters is a lot better.
Yeah, I do too. And I think Greg...
I mean...
Greg Locke is joking around. This isn't serious. This isn't serious. None of this shit even rhymes. He didn't rhyme nice with anything.
Killing these beats. I feel similar to politics. A struggle with peace. And I'm craving my needs. That's why I'm in a state of belief. I got two strikes on me. And I'm a digging these cleats. So be careful, phonies. Because I'm a prey on the weak. And remove my car. Silly parked in the street. That's why I'm writing these songs. Think I'm playing.
Listen. And by better, I don't mean it's good. I just mean that.
It is definitely better in the rhyming department.
Every time I hear Stu Peters.
I think Rev Rhymes is ironic.
I know. Problematic people will say things like this, like, we should just lock that asshole up because he is scary. All right, Stu Peters needs a sedative or something. Doesn't it seem like he's just ready to just to go nuts and...
Oh, fuck yeah.
He needs a tranquilizer. Right? He sounds so angry.
He is.
Shit. And it's his production.
He just found out the world's flat, Ryan. He's mad.
You know, let me put myself in his shoes. I'm walking around, and I'm a globalist, meaning I think the world is a sphere or something. And then I find out that it's not.
Right.
I don't know how that would make me feel and how I would react. I guess I would start spinning some beats or something, rapping about it. Okay, Stu Peters is better than Greg Locke. I'm sorry. Thank you for indulging me. I don't know. Boy.
Oh my God. I don't have a clue.
Faux Kiss, though. What was Faux Kiss? Was Stu Peters about right-wing nutjob shit when he was rapping, or was he?
I don't think so.
Because Greg Locke is doing this as a laugh, as a gimmick. This isn't serious.
I don't.
Nice. They snatching up our kids, selling them out like they merchandise. We've overlooked it like a big misplacement. Not thinking about the girls beat up naked in a basement. There's no hope for victims.
Wait, oh, you know it?
No, I don't.
Have you heard it?
No, I just like, he said placement. I'm like, the next word's going to be basement because, you know, it's, I know your words before you're saying them and I hate
that. He could have said casement.
Yeah. Sausage casement. Boy. Okay, let's hear some more.
It's only danger, forced all the time, having sex with a stranger. I know that sounds so dirty, you'd rather turn your face, but you can't sit there silent and still preach about his grace. It's gonna take an army.
Oh, I can't. I can't. So bad.
But lots of, is he, he's talking about having, like, you know, sex and stuff with different people and being, you know, I don't know, having different
fun
partners.
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But lots of preachers do that, though.
Sure.
So he's saying,
but he's doing it.
He said you
with
can't
beats.
He can't preach about God and have all these affairs with people. You, in fact, I would think I think you can, though. I think we're learn. This show has taught me that you absolutely can do that. Right.
God, we may do it. I gotta find a clip of this.
What is? Greg Locke's not very good at this, and I'm actually disappointed. I thought he would be a little better. I mean,
they posted on Right Wing Watch a screen cap of a recent Stu Peters show, and this hopefully means that they're going to go through this show, and we're going to have some clips. Because Stu Peters,
yes,
looking real, very tan, by the way.
Oh yeah,
with his shirt jauntily opened, a
is
couple
he, is
of
he tan or is he just red faced?
A couple
is
his, of
his brain's
it
about
is reddish.
To explode.
It
yeah,
is
yeah.
Reddish.
No, he's not tanned. He's upset and mad and angry. He wants to stab something.
He had on,
yeah,
the pastor of the Flowing Streams Church.
Flowing Streams.
We also know
fuck?
Him.
Flowing Streams.
We don't hear much from him these days.
Don't you think you'd hear that in some pharmaceutical? If you want Flowing Streams, take this pill.
Because he kind of disappeared.
Oh, that's nice. They should all do that.
Remember, he claimed he was sick of the slings and arrows, and he was going to take his TV network private or something and get off of all social media.
Oh yeah, yeah. Who is this?
And our leaders are low-life scum that screw little girls so the Jews can screw America.
None other than Rick Wiles, everybody.
I'm gonna make my movement very private and just talk about things in the closet.
True News.
Nice.
Still rocking, still going.
You remember the heyday of True News and they got press passes and they were got to go
to Davos, didn't he? Yeah,
they
yeah.
went to Davos. Boy. What museums did they go to, or how did they experience?
That's when they
Europe?
Had that big controversy with Mike Lindell, wasn't it? Or was that a different event?
Why, you know, I remember this—the controversy. I don't. Why wouldn't they get along?
That was the big controversy. That's why Third Banana, Edward Zoll, okay. and Lauren Witzke. Remember, she was on.
Yes.
True News.
Right.
That's why they got fired, because they were covering something.
Yes.
I don't know if it was Davos, but they were definitely covering something. And they kind of created some bullshit, something that Lindell did or said about Rick Wiles or vice versa. I don't remember. That caused the other one to pounce.
Yeah.
And then on social media, they were shitting on each other. Ooh. And then they found out later that they blamed Edward Zoll and Lauren Witzke, and they got fired from True News.
Oh,
and now
God.
They're doing their own thing in a basement somewhere.
Shit, man. You get fired. It's like, what happened today? Oh, I got fired from True News. Jeez.
Stu Peters interviewing Rick Wiles.
God, that's weird.
Weird. What are they talking about?
Well,
that's what's happening in this country.
This is just Rick Wiles recently on his show. We don't have clips yet of Stu.
How do they feel about Israel?
Said it. That's what's going on in this country. And our FBI is corrupt. The Supreme Court is corrupt.
Yes.
The Justice Department is.
We agree, but absolutely. But wait a minute.
There's going to be a turn.
And is that because there's a Jew on the court?
I don't know.
Our FBI is corrupt. The Supreme Court is corrupt. The Justice Department is corrupt. The news media is corrupt. The whole country is corrupt because we've walked away from Almighty God and we've allowed Kabbalah practicing Jews to defile the nation. Put that video out.
Oh, boy.
What video? What Kabbalah practicing Jews are?
He's all upset. Madonna.
Oh, yeah. What does that mean? In the cabal? I'm a cabal?
It's some form of Judaism where they believe in more wooey with Rick. With spiritual and bullshit.
Well, people that follow Rick and Stu, let me make you feel better. None of this is real. Like somebody sitting around who is Jewish and says, I'm into the Jewish thing where I'm in a cabal. I'm a Jewish person who's not in the cabal. Hi, my name's Ryan. I'm not at any of this shit. I'm a Satanist as kind of a thing. You know, I don't really believe there's a devil down there with a pitchfork. You know, it's all of this is not real. Isn't that nice?
Kabbalah is the ancient Jewish tradition of mystical interpretation of the Bible.
Oh, wait, I am Kabbalah then. I like that. Mystical.
First transmitted orally.
Ooh, oral. Anal.
Really? Say that.
And using esoteric methods.
Okay.
Including ciphers, who was all secret. It reached its height of influence in the later Middle Ages and remains significant in Hasidism.
Listen, if anything reaches its most popular point in the Middle Ages, that's a sign that we don't need it. What else was popular back then?
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, wait a minute.
You know, when you got a cold in the Middle Ages, they'd slap a leech on your
testicles.
Didn't
we also call those the Dark Ages?
Yes, the bad times.
There's a reason for that.
Right.
We're entering that now.
I mean, think about it. If we didn't have if we didn't have the Dark Ages,
my next story.
How would we have Monty Python though? Where would all these stories have taken
place? Well, right. This is also the Daily Mail, so.
Nine!
Take it for what it's worth.
Okay.
America's fight to save handwriting from extinction. As IQs begin to fall for the first time ever, and teachers warn some 20-year-olds can't sign checks anymore. I think this is, you know, don't forget this is a right-wing dickbag.
You know, listen, what's wrong with hand? Why does this person love handwriting so much? He's right. Look at my handwriting.
Well, I kind of concur. If
my handwriting
sucks. The whole purpose of it all is communication. And if we have devices, you know, before we had pens, we were carving shit into rocks and stuff like that. So we made pens. They invented pens to facilitate writing, and guess what? Our writing became more complex. It wasn't little squares and little hexagons and shit anymore.
In our writing,
because we weren't carving them into rocks.
It is very complex.
So but the point is to make communication easier. I don't give a fuck if we're texting more and more. Do you know what I mean? Somebody gives me their address or something. I'm typing it into my phone.
You're not going to write it somewhere?
I'm not scribbling it down. Yeah. Or anything. Either. I'm taking a picture of shit. How much easier is our lives now when you don't know your microwave where the handle broke off? You don't know how many watts it is. So you can buy a new fucking microwave that's just as good as this one. So instead of lifting said microwave up You reach your phone around the back and take a picture.
You look up the name of the microwave.
And you have the entire, serial number and all the shit.
So is this article you said the Daily Mail?
It is the Daily Mail.
Who's in there? Who's a journalist?
Air quotes?
Yeah. I'm just wondering.
I don't know who this is.
I would like.
Nikki Main, science reporter.
Shelby, look into Nikki and see if they have ties to the planner business or the calendar business. That's what it is. It's like, remember how intricate all these little fucking planners used to be? You'd have your planner.
Oh, God. When you go to.
Sadistic.
When you go to high school or college for the first time, you'd have your big trapper keeper.
Yeah, your planner. You have to write shit down. And then when it comes time for the thing.
Kids these days.
You get to read your shitty fucking handwriting. And you're like, what in the fuck is this? And where am I going? Oh, let me look up on a map and figure out how to maybe get there. You know, it's not a better time.
Previous studies have revealed that IQ scores have dropped for the first time in a century and indicated that technology could be to blame.
Yes. Yes.
Teachers, parents, and experts who DailyMail.com spoke to
Hello?
Said they were seeing kids and young adults who don't know how to sign their name or read cursive.
Hey, I try to read my cursive. Come on. I dare you. I can't read it. Fuck cursive. Fuck it. I would outlaw cursive. Because people, when they're learning to write in school, you start cursive writing. I mean, we started that, and it makes everyone stressed out. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. We're going to teach you to write in a way that's harder to read. That's what cursive is. It's literally insane. Why do we have it? Why? I would outlaw it.
That was one of my early rebellions, was because I hold a pen differently.
Yeah, okay. So you can't cursive.
And well, no, I can, of course I can, but I don't hold it the way with like your one finger bent down. They put this ridiculous rubber triangle on the pens I had and pencils.
Yes.
To try to force me.
Oh my God.
To hold it the right way.
That's crazy. It is stupid.
Even though I was perfectly legible using it the way I want to.
Right. You know,
and now I hold the pen the way I fucking want to.
There you go.
Sister Margaret.
Well, I hold the pen correctly. I hold the pen
you
correctly.
Nasty old Nazi.
And you look at my handwriting. Pen held correctly. And my handwriting looks like absolute fucking shit. I'm not even a doctor or anything. My handwriting's horrible. You know, I like to use cursive when I'm writing Roman numerals. The important things. That's what's wrong with our education system. Get rid of cursive and get rid of these. Oh, is
instead of this.
Yeah.
I do this.
Okay.
That's it.
That's how you hold a chopstick, I think.
That's it.
That's how you hold your pen. Well, wow. I'm going to call the police.
And then ever since the dog bit my finger off, that's been kind of the way to go anyway.
Rough. Shit. And you're still.
I got better. They put it back on.
Yes. But you're
not this dog.
No, not this dog.
This is decades ago.
This dog is biting your finger off.
So there you go. The point for me wasn't the handwriting, but the point of IQs going down is infuriating.
It's stupid.
And so typical.
Yeah. IQs are going down.
And don't blame it on technology. Blame it on income inequality.
Yeah.
And rich motherfuckers, the know-nothings are back. This is from like the what was it, right after the war?
Yes.
The Civil War.
Who won that?
When it was the crazy conservatives, they literally were called the know-nothings because they knew nothing.
They know nothing.
They were anti-intellectualists.
Well, that's now, though. They 100%. Love,
that's
they
why,
love yeah. not knowing anything. Right. They dig it.
And then those who do know and try to tell them, hey, this is the way it is.
Fuck you.
You're lying.
You're lying. Give me my myth.
You and your, where'd you check? The encyclopedia. Oh, you believe that? That's what we're up against.
The know nothings.
Thanks for joining us. Hey, we'll be back on Wednesday, the usual time.
That's right.
Maybe we'll have the Stu Peters, Rick Wiles duet, a little of that. I hope they're Go to Right Wing Watch, by the way, and donate, because they do good work.
Right.
And they're a nonprofit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From people for the American way.
And there's people over there that must listen to all that shit.
Yeah, somebody gets paid to listen to these motherfuckers. And probably not enough. It's nonprofit. Yeah.
And you know, some of it's hard to listen to, right?
Some poor beleaguered, huh?
It's not all Greg Locke rapping. Some of it's probably boring.
Right, right. That's why we get the highlights. They give us the highlights. Yeah. Also in L News.
Yes.
This is, now here's technology for you.
Right.
Here's the use of technology. There is a company.
Okay.
Called Salad.
Okay.
The
Salad Company.
That pays gamers.
Yes.
In game stuff, like Fortnite skins.
Oh, okay.
Or gift cards and Roblox.
Yeah.
If when they're not gaming, they can rent their idle GPUs remotely to generative AI companies. So you can rent, if you've got a high-end gaming system, you've got a really good GPU when you're not playing and your GPU ain't doing anything, you can rent out the use of your GPU by an AI company.
Oh, okay.
And Salad is using those idle computers to create AI-generated porn.
You can use my computer, Salad. I don't give a fuck. Seriously.
I don't think they'd want your computer. You got to have a really good...
Jeez.
Good gaming, good GPU.
Salad.
So gamers are essentially renting out...
That's wild,
Their computers when they're not using them to generate AI porn.
Yeah. That's awesome.
There you go. That's what you could do with technology.
How do people think of that? How do you even think of that?
Oh, you're right. I mean, well, shared CPU space has been around for a while. Remember years and years ago, you could, the search for SETI, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence.
Yes.
And you might still be able to, where you can sign up to donate some of your CPU time because they have, you know, trillions and trillions of bytes of data from all this, all these places that they want to go through to see if they hear any radio signals from ET.
If the piggies are interested in somebody's information on their computer, can they subpoena Salad and like tell Salad, like, hey, we want to look at this guy's computer? Can they do that?
Only if he's a customer.
I'd read the fine print on Salad.
Or if he's, yeah.
Just like your Ring cameras.
And AI porn is a problem already.
Oh, AI porn. Yeah. That's right. God, I forgot this is about porn. Is everything about porn? Like, yeah. I mean, it's like the porn people from Russia are coming to help out Donald Trump and creating Truth Social.
But then these are the same people who want to vote to outlaw porn.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you know why? They know they'll be able to get it.
Right.
Again, rich, privileged, just like abortions. The rich and privileged will never have to worry about abortion laws.
Yeah, because they have money.
And, you know, their buddy, the doctor that they golf with.
Yeah.
The pool boy had sex with my daughter. And he's brown. Oh, all right. Well, I'll take care of that. Don't you worry. So she's going on a vacation or something.
God, we got to find out the people who are doing that and turn them in, right? In these states, the rich people, they get their abortions, but the poor people can't have abortions.
Well, yeah, or they leave the state.
Yeah.
That's why they, you know, I don't know if they would.
But that's what Texas wants to do, right? If you leave the state to get health care and you're a woman.
All of them.
Like, Ken Paxton tried to subpoena the records from that person that went to Washington State for health care, right?
Tried to subpoena Washington records, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And they told him to go fuck himself.
Oh my God. I would love for us to be able to visit some of these horrific laws upon the rich people. Oh my God, that would be great. You could have some of this, what you're giving everyone. If everyone's getting it, why don't you get it? If it's so great.
This one is amazing to me. I read this earlier and I was like, this is an April Fool's, or this is some kind of a joke.
Right.
But it's in the Washington Post. Okay. Alabama.
Nice.
Our state, our neighboring state.
That's a state.
Right.
Shit, man.
15 minutes that way.
Holy fuck.
From the Crab Diving Studios.
Well, when they do a census, do they count embryos or no?
I'm sure they will. Well, no. Yeah. Do the men have to start paying child support?
Hell,
when it's
no.
An embryo?
I don't know, man. That's it.
You think they'll pass that one?
Can an embryo vote by mail, or is it too? Are they too young? They're too young to vote.
Well, I get to vote twice.
The embryos will never be adults because then they wouldn't be embryos anymore.
Alabama State Representative Wandalyn Givon,
okay,
and other black lawmakers have lobbied for years to have the state recognize the holiday of Juneteenth.
They don't?
It's Alabama.
But they should recognize it.
Imagine being a lawmaker, a black lawmaker in hella fucking Bama.
God,
Jesus,
man.
Wow, what a battle. She said it's an acknowledgement that history happened. I think we need to do whatever we can to make sure our history is not lost.
Yes. Yes.
But this year, they are proposing a compromise bill.
Jeez.
The Republican.
Oh, my God.
Supermajority.
Oh, they want to recognize Robert E. Lee's birthday or some shit like that. And this.
This is amazing. Under the new bill that's proposed, Juneteenth, celebrated on June 19th, would become a state holiday.
Well, good.
But state employees, Ryan, would then be able to choose.
Oh my God.
Whether to take that day off or June 3rd, which is the birthday of Jefferson fucking Davis.
Oh, I was close though. Oh, I see. It's an equivalency thing. It's an equivalency thing. The leader.
This is happening right now.
That is insane.
In 2024. 15 minutes that fucking way.
Dear
we're
South.
We're there like, hey.
You were burnt
we
to
got
the
a deal for you.
We were burnt to the fucking ground. You were burnt to the fucking ground. You lost. Jefferson Davis, how is that an equal thing? You can have this one or this one. That's not.
State employees.
Not equivalency.
You can have that day, that Negro June 3rd, 19th off, or you can celebrate the birth of the president of the Confederacy.
Of a traitor. Of a literal traitor, right?
How dare you.
A traitor. And that, you know what they
the
did
to
him?
The war of northern aggression.
They took the land that guy was in charge of, and they burn it to the fucking ground. It's weird. It would be weird for our country to celebrate his birth. His birth?
Anywhere.
What the fuck?
To celebrate
it's
it.
Crazy.
But now that's the Republicans' compromise. Alabama already celebrates.
Oh, hell yeah.
June 3rd. There's the birthday of Davis, who was captured by Union soldiers fleeing Virginia in the waning days of the Civil War.
He lost.
It's already a state holiday. Let me say that again. It is already a state holiday in Alabama. The birthday of Jefferson Davis.
God. That means people get off work?
And here's what it's like to be a black legislator, because Representative Givon, who we spoke of earlier, said, do we like it? No. It was a compromise, but can we live with it? Yes.
God, that sucks. That fucking sucks. That literally is saying.
Well, at least they're getting to celebrate. Equal. They're getting to somehow celebrate Juneteenth.
Shit, man. These both sides concessions you have to do with these fucking whacked out. Who the fuck cares? Who would even think that? It would never occur to me. It's like, wait, are we celebrating Jefferson Davis's birth? Well, why not? They didn't put the Confederate flag back on all your state flags. Why not?
They passed the bill 83-0.
Jesus.
58 fucking. Republicans, 25 Democrats voted in favor, 10 Ugh. Lawmakers abstained. So there must be 93 total.
You got to vote. I don't know.
The bill still must be voted on by the state Senate, where it hasn't been introduced yet.
Compromise. You know, compromise gets a real good rap in this country, and it's not good. It is compromise sucks because this is compromise. This is compromise.
Juneteenth became a federal holiday in 2021. Not during the Trump administration, shockingly.
No.
At least 28 states and the District of Columbia also recognized Juneteenth as a public holiday, giving state workers a paid day off. Since Juneteenth became a federal holiday, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has issued a proclamation marking the day as a public holiday, but it's not permanent. She has to re-up it.
Oh, that's right, Kay. Hey, listen, doesn't she do blackface or something like that?
Listen to this bullshit, this Republican. State Representative Rick Rehm.
Rehmer.
R-E-H-M. I look at it as a Republican holiday because the emancipation was presented by Abraham Lincoln, who was a Republican.
You know, you're right, though. It is a Republican holiday. The Jefferson Davis part is a Republican holiday because you stupid shitbags.
He's talking about Juneteenth.
No, I know, but I'm saying he's wrong. He's wrong. You're right. They are thinking about it as a holiday, but the other part. The other part.
And then he said allowing employees to choose between two holidays would keep the number of state holidays at 13 instead of adding a new one.
Who gives a shit?
Well, they don't want to give them those evil state workers a day off.
Oh, my God. We hate ourselves in this country. You're giving a holiday to the side that, well, they're literally traitors, right, to the country. I mean, they said, I don't want to be in this country anymore, and we're going to secede, and then we're going to attack you.
Well, yeah, some people, this person said, the compromise that it's asking me to make is difficult, one of the Democrats said. Black Americans often have to accept really big compromises to make really small progress.
Because the country is racist as fucking shit.
Lawmakers have tried unsuccessfully over the years to get rid of other state holidays in Alabama commemorating the Confederacy.
Because they love it. They didn't even know.
Which was established there in Montgomery as its first capital in 1861.
See,
congratulations, Alabama.
You don't even know. Somebody tell Kay Ivey that you lost. You were burnt to the fucking ground. They burnt Atlanta. The North cheated. Yeah. It's stupid. You lost.
Similar efforts have been more successful, however, in other parts of the country. Oh, Alabama does celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yay! Good job, Wait. Alabama!
And General Robert E. Lee Day on the same day, you'll recall.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy.
On the same day,
yes.
Martin Luther King Day and Confederate General Robert E. Lee Day in Alabama. Mm.
We just can't have nice things in this country.
They also celebrate Confederate Memorial Day on April 22nd. Oh, today.
Oh, wow.
Well, there you go.
What are we supposed to do? Have somber a moment
day.
Of silence?
It's a somber day.
Yeah. Do we have a moment of silence? Or
In 2022, Louisiana removed yes. Robert E. Lee Day and Confederate Memorial Day from its list of state holidays. Well, good for you, Louisiana. Oh, Georgia, 2015. Look at how forward Georgia is.
They removed it in Georgia. Jeez. Wow. Florida, did you say Florida?
Lisa Young, the president of the Tuscaloosa County
Nine.
Branch of the NAACP.
Also
beleaguered.
Yeah, God.
Said, things are always politically divided here in Alabama. However, for myself, I would have wanted all or nothing. So she's with you.
Yeah.
Said, not true treating Juneteenth all the way other holidays are treated is a slap in the face to African Americans.
And you could actually say that it might even mean more than other holidays because you're talking about a time people were slaves. They were slaves. And that holiday marks a time when people weren't slaves, right?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, she said she's worried that if the legislation moves forward, it could be used to overturn measures adopted in some Alabama cities.
Yeah.
Like Tuscaloosa and Northport that already recognize the holiday, that this might be a way of them to dilute.
Yes.
Because they can give all the butthurt white people in Tuscaloosa and Northport, they can give them a day that they can have off instead of celebrating.
Right. Right, right. This is the burying the lead.
Juneteenth
day. Not so great, right? Because it gives an equivalency to something. Just like that story, that SCOTUS decision.
Oh, I didn't think this was so great when I read it. I thought this was ridiculous, making them choose.
It's crazy. It's
choose. Like, do you want to?
No, it's in a way, though, it's good. It's, in a way, it's good because at least we can see and we can know the white people that choose that one. And you can say, oh, there's a racist. Good, we know.
You're right, but who's going to, they already know. Yeah. Who's going to say that? The black people that work with them. Trust me, they already know.
They already know. This is crazy. This Texas is crazy. They don't want people to vote. They don't know they lost the Civil War.
Well, and what if you've got like a vacation planned or something and you're like, oh, I'm going to take off that day before. It just so happens to be a Robert E. Lee Day or whoever the fuck it was. Yeah. Jefferson Davis Day.
Well,
and you're like, well, that'll be better for my trip for me to take that day off.
Well, then
then you show your face up on Juneteenth.
Yes. Yes.
And all the racists are like, oh, good for you.
Right.
Working today. You're like, no. I just wanted that other day. Look at the awkward situations you're putting people in.
God, it's crazy.
If they just for logistical reasons want to have the other day off.
That is literally telling the people of Texas that Jefferson Davis,
Alabama.
I'm sorry, Alabama. It's the same. It's crazy. We live in a crazy place.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes Alabama and Mississippi shock me. Yeah. With the absolute ridiculous cartoonish level of racism still exists. For example, I just read.
Right.
They're compromising by giving by, well, we'll allow your little day.
And look at how great their state is.
But you got to be able to let the white people not celebrate that and have their own day.
And they never have the wherewithal to look around at their shitty states and say, God, it sucks here. Or Alabama's like, God, it sucks here. Maybe we should make.
Well, yeah, the people get the fuck out.
Right.
The liberals and a lot of the decent people get the fuck out of town.
Yeah.
TikTok 18. Get me out of here.
Right, right.
If I don't get sent to Christian college, then woohoo.
I'm living in a state that considers I'm equal to an embryo if I'm white. And then I have to share a holiday with fucking Robert E. Lee or Jefferson Davis. I mean, that guy's literally one of the biggest traitors, though.
Compromise.
He's literally one of the biggest traitors, and it's odd to pair him there because he was for slavery.
Well, you're compromising like, with literally. People who want to compromise on slavery probably to this day.
Yeah, their whole thing was, I love slavery, says Jefferson Davis. That's what he says. He wanted a holiday.
Celebrate
the day
birthday.
He was born. My Woo! God.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
How many kids died in childbirth back when Jefferson Davis was around? Tons. How did he not fucking die when he came out? Yeah, that's shit.
The luck of the draw.
Yeah, really.
So crazy, crazy, crazy country we live in.
This is
2024 and they're compromising on keeping Jefferson Davis's birthday as a holiday.
I don't know. That's an easy one.
I would
one.
Think that was a fake
don't
story.
Oh yeah, I would think that.
Seriously, I had to look. I was like, "This is bullshit. This is not real."
Hey, happy Jefferson Davis birthday to you. I mean, what are you supposed to say to people? How do you celebrate it?
You go out and call black people the N-word.
Wait a second. How many days apart? When was that fuck born, Jefferson Davis?
June 3rd, it's celebrated, and Juneteenth is the 19th. God, so
it's
2 weeks
like
later,
close together too. I mean, it's just.
So we got a ways to go, people. Whenever these conservatives tell you ain't no racism anymore.
There's tons.
Yeah.
They
have them,
love it.
Have
they
them
love it.
Consult crabdiving.com and we'll set them straight.
God, what a nasty thing.
Holy shit.
I mean,
unreal, right?
Yeah. I mean, do people have parties? Oh, we're going to have a Jefferson Davis party.
Yes,
God.
I could say.
Shit. Get out the kerosene for the cross.
I was gonna say we're gonna barbecue, burn some crosses. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back on Wednesday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying ship through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use the Amazon link or the banner on our webpage. Every time you go to buy shit, we get a little commish. And check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, X, and RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great one, everybody. We'll hit you up on Wednesday. Viva la compromise.
Fuck Trump.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.